Really enjoyed putting these episodes together on narration skills, and hopefully you're getting something out of it as well. It's a little bit more in-depth than perhaps some people may have spoken to you about, or if you've read any articles and so on, because I really want to help you crack this. It's another episode of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. So yesterday we were looking at, weren't we, in some depth, the narrator's various points of views, the narrator as in the book narrator. What about you as the audiobook narrator? Yeah, there's the word narrator can be used in two different senses. The person that the author wrote about and their point of view of the story, and you as the person in the booth actually recording it and maybe having the character of the narrator who's written down about how you actually get over the story arc and what people are saying and feeling. So, the audiobook narrator's own character. Got several bullet points on this, which I'm going to be talking about over the next couple of 3 days. So, let's start off with bullet point one on today's episode of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. Your own character. Yeah, depending on which point of view you're reading the story from, which we spoke about in some depth yesterday, your character voice will be different. That's what I wanted to kind of explain and give that background, give that foundation yesterday. So if you are one of the characters, so first person point of view, you've got to be really careful not to have such a strong accent characterisation that it becomes annoying to the listener and awkward for you to perform for any length of time, because essentially so much is going to be said in that voice. If you're the author, so that would be second person or third person, omniscient or limited, then you need to have a voice that is neutral and different from any other of the actual characters whose dialogue you, as the recorder, are going to be speaking. And finally for today, delivery. This needs to be consistent according to the text and the story arc and the author's intention, possibly slower at times of tension, fast in action scenes. But beware in audiobook fiction recording of any repetitive speech patterns or cadence that will mean that although listeners may not know what you are going to say, they can predict how you're going to say it. So keep the energy up, and by that mean I don't mean power. We spoke about energy, didn't we, about 6 months ago in an episode. But don't allow your presentation professionalism to drop on, say, day three, hour three of a 5-day recording session. A tired voice, sloppy articulation, a rushed delivery, running out of breath, character voices merging into one another. It's not sounding good for you as an audiobook narrator professional. Tomorrow, analysis and agility for the audiobook narrator as Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.